Why did Essex want people to see this play? Richard II was the story of a weak English king who was forced to give up his throne. Essex wanted the crowd of almost 3,000 people to think about rebellion. He even planted people to shout and clap during certain scenes. They were the scenes making fun of the king. The idea was to stir up the audience against Queen Elizabeth. But Elizabeth uncovered the plot. Essex was thrown into prison. He and most of his men were executed. Will and the Chamberlain's men were questioned. Did they know about the plot? Were they in on it? Why did they agree to put on Richard II? Their answers must have sounded like the truth. In the end, the troop was sent home. No one was punished. But the event showed how dangerous putting on a play could be. Queen Elizabeth was an old woman by this time. At 69 years old, she had been queen for 43 years. As she grew older, the way she looked and dressed became more and more outrageous. Her face was thickly painted with white makeup. A bright red wig covered her thin gray hair. Her gowns were made of gold and silver cloth. Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and pearls were sewn onto them. Jewels often fell off her gowns and littered the floors of her chambers. And Queen Elizabeth was still unmarried. Why was this such an important issue? It wasn't simply because people were interested in her love life. Once a king or queen died, usually the eldest son became the next ruler. But Elizabeth had no sons. She had no children, and she refused to pick an heir, someone to rule after her. The queen wasn't going to live forever. What would happen after she died? These years were filled with uncertainty and trouble for most people. Then, in 1601, England was gripped by famine and plague again. William Shakespeare, however, was growing richer and more famous. He'd been writing hit plays for 10 years. He was making a small fortune as part owner of the Globe. He was also buying farmland in the countryside around Stratford. At this time, Will wrote Hamlet, the first of four great tragedies. He wrote it around the same time that his father died. Hamlet is considered one of William Shakespeare's masterpieces. The story is about a young prince whose father, the King of Denmark, has been murdered. Who is the killer? The king's own brother, Hamlet's uncle. The uncle then marries Hamlet's mother and becomes the new king. At the beginning of the play, the ghost of Hamlet's father appears and demands that his son avenge the murder. Shakespeare himself may have played the ghost. But Hamlet can't bring himself to do it. Instead, Hamlet spends the greater part of the play pretending to be crazy. It's his way of avoiding taking action. He roams about the castle, talking to himself. In a play, solo speeches are called soliloquies. Only the audience hears the speech, no other characters. In his soliloquies, Hamlet reveals his inner feelings. As he talks to himself, he asks the great questions of the play. What does it mean to be a human being? What responsibilities do we have to ourselves, to our country? At one point, Hamlet feels so hopeless, he considers killing himself. In a famous soliloquy, Hamlet says, "To be or not to be, that is the question." In other words, he is wondering whether to live or to die. He cannot even make up his mind about that. William Shakespeare's Hamlet is a tragic hero. It is also interesting how close his name is to Hamnet, Shakespeare's son. Hamlet is a noble man. He cares deeply about what is right and what is wrong. But in Shakespeare's greatest plays, every tragic hero has a flaw. For Hamlet, it is indecision. And this flaw leads to tragedy. With its dark themes, Hamlet is a hard play to watch. But it was a big hit right away. And for the past 400 years, every great actor has longed to play the part. In the next 5 years, Will wrote three more great tragedies: Othello, King Lear, and Macbeth. Othello is the story of a general who marries a high-born young woman. Her name is Desdemona. Her father is furious because the marriage was performed in secret, and the groom is a black man. So once again, Shakespeare stirred up controversy. Unlike Hamlet, Othello is a man of action. He has great charm, power, and integrity. He loves his new wife. But he is jealous. That is his flaw. One of Othello's soldiers wants to destroy Othello. He convinces Othello that Desdemona is in love with another man. Blinded by jealousy, Othello strikes out, and his actions lead to tragedy. Othello was a huge hit, too. Will's characters and exciting story thrilled the audience. They also made people think about the terrible nature of prejudice and jealousy. In February of 1603, Queen Elizabeth died. She had ruled England for almost half a century. In dramatic fashion, Elizabeth was on her deathbed before she named the next ruler. It was her cousin, James, King of Scotland. Now he became James I of England. James was a theater lover, too. As king, one of his first acts was to change the name of the Chamberlain's men. Will's troop now became known as the King's Men. It was a great honor. The King's Men was the most famous group of actors in all of England.